We'll do Made Behind the Bar, The Goalie Rambler, and John Brennan's. So we've done this before, a few times, I think, and we'll do them again. is John Brennan's. Oh my God. Sorry. Thinking of the Dells number 9 when I went into that tune, it just threw me off altogether, but I did get it. I've been playing that tune for forever. I don't know why I lost it. How is the tempo? Is that tempo okay? Is it too slow or whatever? So just don't be afraid to let me know.
It's good.
It was good? Hi, Carol. You know, can't please everybody, but I do the best I can to get it as fairly straightforward as possible. So I'm thinking about, oh yeah, there you go. How about the New York jig into the geese in the bog? And for the, I didn't put the key down for John Brennan's. For those of you playing those accompaniment instruments, it's in the key of D. I'm sorry about that. All right, so okay.
Thank you.
Tunes. I didn't realize it had a different name, Alina. So who's Patty's Resources?
Yeah, I just put it in the chat because people have asked before if it had a different name, and Patty's Resource, I think, is the name that it's under in O'Neill's. So.
Oh, really?
Who knows how accurate it is, because that was...
Right.
You know.
Wow. Let me see. I got a bunch of music that I printed out so I wouldn't make these silly mistakes not remembering how these tunes go. But so let me see what we're going to do. Oh, let's do the, there you go, that's easy. We'll do the Fermoy Lassies, E minor to the Reconciliation in A minor, and Patty Taylor's in D modal. How's that? Three of my favorite tunes. I've recorded these tunes. They're so good. Let me get a sip of my tea in my new Greer Ferris mug. Greer, for those of you who don't know, is right there. He's one of our attendees. He sent me this mug in the mail. Just saying, you know, just pointing that out to the rest of you. I'm kidding. Barry's tea never tasted so good, Greer.
Happy to hear that.
All right. Ready? 3, 4.
Thank you.
Tunes.
Gorgeous. What is that last tune?
Yes. Yeah. I think they might have got it from me. I think I was probably the first one to start doing that in the sessions. So, I mean, I don't know for sure if I was the first one, but certainly I don't think I learned it from anybody at all, unless subliminally, subconsciously or whatever the word is. Oh yeah, because Caitlin and I played that, I think, in concert together at Swan and All. So she definitely learned it from me for sure. So, but and I saw Bill jump right in there on the patio Taylor's, because it was written by a flute player, Patty Taylor. So, all right, let me see. Let me get my music together here, and let's do a couple of hornpipes. Oh, you know what? Let's do the barn dances. Let's do Lucy Farr's. She was a very dear friend of mine, a sweetheart of a lady. So, the Vincent Broderick tunes, I'm sorry, they do actually have names, and I don't have the names of both of them, I don't think, but you guys will probably know them. But let me see, I got it in the back of the book here, I think.
If it's the one you've played with Lucy Farr's before, I think it's The New Broom.
Yeah, The New Broom and around. I'll do the Around the Fairy Fort first. Okay, Around the Fairy Fort is actually, let me get it so I can remind. You know, they all start on very similar circumstances. And then I know you know these, Brent, because we're used to playing with Gene all the time, and Gene Freeman in Connecticut recorded those two tunes. That's where I learned them. I produced her album, and I learned these two tunes, but I can never remember how the bloody thing start. But they're both Vincent Broderick tunes. So so let's do Lucy Farr's, and then we'll do Around the Fairy Fort, and then what was the other one you said, Down the Broom?
The New Broom.
The New Broom, right.
I put the link to that in the chat.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Somebody was trying to call me. Huey Kennedy.
I thought maybe you got a woodpecker there or something.
Yeah, I did too. I thought it was a bird.
Dee and Paul, Gray, you know, that was Huey Kennedy calling me. You guys know Huey Kennedy, I think.
You know Huey Kennedy?
No.
He's a box player over there. Young kid.
No.
I thought you might have known him.
Where, no, nothing.
Where from?
You know what? That's a good question. I can't remember where the bloody hell he's from. But he was going through some really hard times recently, going through some major depression, and he was doing posting stuff online. And so I sent him a message. But he's actually, he's kind of gotten through it now a little bit, but lovely box player, you know. So a lot of people just kind of rallied around him, gave him support, and tried to help him through his depression stuff, you know. But, we all get down from time to time, so you know.
Music helps.
yeah. So let me see now. We got some Barbara, how are you? There's some people I haven't seen yet and said hello to yet. Dave Miller and Dave Vidits, if that's the right pronunciation. I don't know. Mary, how you doing, Mary? Mary from Connecticut. Ah, Claudine. How are you, darling? And Marilyn. Oh, you guys are late today.
Yes.
But I'm too delighted. Much pizza. Marilyn, I was worried about you, Marilyn. I figured you saw Jan over the weekend. You didn't need to see me.
Although I love Jan a lot.
You better say that because she's in the other room. Lauren, how are you?
I heard that.
John, Ken Shaw, good to see you. Bruce, Tissa, Jerry. Jerry, how are you doing? You keeping well, Jerry? Oh, you're still muted. Yeah,
doing good.
Yeah, as you're pulling the devil by the tail, as they say.
Yeah, doing the best. And you find a red snap.
Yeah, my father used to say that all the time. Kathy Chuka, good to see you again. Lisa, Toby. Oh, Walter's on the other line. I see that. Okay, Walter. All right, I think I got everybody. Tom. All right, I think I got everybody. I always like to say hello to everybody, see who's checking in. And all right. So we did the barn dancer, so let's take it up a notch. We'll take it up a notch and we'll have a bit of fun while I have the energy. Because if I go any later and do this any later, I won't be able to stand up in my chair. So let's do the Merrily Kiss the Quaker and the Dingle Regatta, and we can all leap out of our chairs and have a bit of fun. So. So I have to trust that everybody on the other screen is going to do the jump out of your chair because I can't see you. So everybody in the front screen, I can see if you're doing it or not. So, you know. Okay. Thank you. more time. I'm going to change screen because you guys were pretty bad. So let me change screens here. Nobody knows who I'm looking at, right? Hey, hey. Hey, hey, come on, Jerry. There you go. I made a bit of a mess of that, didn't I? I went back to the first tune by mistake. But let me tell you that the second window won that contest for sure. The first window, I don't know, you were kind of half there. It wasn't too bad. We were kind of like 50%. So, but that was fun.
I have a rolling chair, John. It's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I have a rolling chair. Yeah.
Me too.
Well, the worst part is I got this cushion, and the cushion is flipping over the front of the chair. So you got to be very careful not to slide off of that. But anyway, all right, let's go back to some reels, and we'll do. We'll probably get through most of them today, I think. Well, maybe I should do my commercial now. It's already almost 5, so a lot of already because you got the email. But just a reminder that we have the incomparable Siobhan Peoples this weekend, an amazing player. And for those of you who don't know, the most amazing part about Siobhan in this stage of her life is that she is playing with focal dystonia. And Jan, my wife Jan, deals with focal dystonia, but Siobhan has it in her hand, and she actually has to overlap fingers while she's playing. It's the most incredible thing that she's even able to play at all, and she still plays incredible music. And so God bless her. She's a sweetheart of a lady. And we got Marty Ryan, great box player from Tipperary, my mother's home county. And he's now living in Ennis, and so they'll be joining us. So I hope you can come. I know Dee and Paul are going to be there, as they're always there, and if some of the others there will be there. But they're certainly, Siobhan deserves credit on her own. I'm sure she's probably lived her whole life saying, oh, Tommy Peoples' daughter. And he was the great Tommy Peoples, of course. But Siobhan is great in her own, on her own as well. So she'll be a legend in the music, just like her father was. Anyway, so we hope, if you can't make it, I ask that you please share the information. I don't know what's going on with Facebook. The numbers are way down all across the board. It's just crazy. My Monday nights, I generally average by the time I'm finished with my hour, I average about close to anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people. And this past week, I had 350. So that's a huge drop in numbers. The weather might be part of it, sure. But I don't know. That's a big drop. So I'm dropping probably close to 2,500, 3,000 people a month. And I know it's happening to other musicians and other artists because we talk about it. So the best way around this problem is to just share the information as best you can.
What's the Monday night thing?
I do a live thing every Monday at 4:00. I have been doing for, this is 6 years. So I play from 4 to 5 every Monday, sometimes a little more. This past Monday, I only did half an hour because I wasn't feeling that good. I was at the hospital and everything, but.
Well, how do you get in on that?
Just go to Facebook Live. Just go to John Whelan, 4:00, and I think that's how you get to it. I'm not really sure. Michael might know better than me, but I don't. There's probably a link that I don't know how to get.
Okay,
I get notifications.
What was that?
I just click on the notification, and then it comes up.
Okay. So that's the best I can tell you, Greer. It's 4:00 on a Monday. Live on my Facebook page. So,
thank Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. All right, what are we doing? What did I say? We're going to do reels. So let's do Jackie Coleman's The Bag of Spuds and The Bird in the Bush. Three great. Did you hear Jan? Jan is whooping it up in the next room. She likes this set of tunes. So this is a set of tunes that I grew up with as a young boy in London. All the sessions, a lot of these tunes were big, big session tunes in London in the 70s. So, right, Jackie Coleman's Bag of Spuds and The Bird in the Bush. So let me just... listen, before I go any further, next week is the last week that I actually have set up on Zoom. So I need you guys to let me know, certainly by next week, if you still want us to continue. I know the weather's getting better and one thing and another, but I'm happy to continue doing it, but I don't want to do it, no disrespect, I don't want to do it to five people. Just not worth my time to do that. But we're averaging anywhere, we've got 56 people tonight. So I'm happy to keep going. I'll add another 6 or 7 dates if you want. So just let me know one way or the other. If I get 25 people to say they can't do it, and then I might have to consider what I'm doing. But, so Jackie Coleman's Bag of Spuds and The Bird in the Bush. Thank you. Sometimes I put them in groups of three because I've recorded them that way, and then I try and play them at least three times to, you know, so if that's too long, just let me know. I can shorten them, but I figured why not, you know? We only do it once a week, so.
Yeah, those are great tunes. I love those.
Yeah.
Three times are just right.
Okay, great. All right. So let's do, I just realized I haven't been doing much jigs tonight, so let's do, let's do the Hume is a Glen Dart from Elytron Fancy. And I just saw it there, yep. Two lovely jigs. Okay, so one other thing I have to mention. There's so much going on that I'm trying to keep up with. So I'm going to be looking for somebody who might be interested in helping co-host. Actually, Alina, I was thinking that if you're interested, Lisa is going to be done co-hosting the Master Sessions May 1st. work has just gotten too much for her, and it's just she doesn't have the time available to do it. So I'm definitely looking for a co-host, and starting on the second Saturday of, there's no way I can do this kind of stuff. I can't.
I could probably help if you can't find anyone else. I'm not sure yet about my Wi-Fi situation because I'm moving actually in the beginning of next week, so I'll know already? More then.
Well, we have time, so we'll have time to figure it all out. But
if someone else wants to, you know, that's.
I see that you're typing. You're good at typing stuff in there, and you know, Lisa's so good at, you know, if somebody mentions something and she gets the website, she can type it in there. But it obviously takes away a little bit of your enjoyment from the master sessions. But you know, if there's somebody that doesn't play that's really good with computers, then that wants to volunteer, that'd be great. Because I can guarantee you I will not be doing much chat stuff in that case, okay? But that doesn't mean to say we won't continue with the master sessions. And I'm going to be doing the mailing stuff after she's done. I tried it because I did it last night, and then, of course, I forgot to mention the tune learning. So I had to send out an extra email. So I screwed up on my first attempt. But anyway, I'll do the best I can. I was born before the computers were big things. So, but I know enough to be dangerous and get myself into trouble. But I'll try and keep you guys abreast of what's going on as best I can and send out the emails and the links to everything. I won't be doing any fancy writing. I'm not a writer. Lisa's a professional writer. So anyway, so let's do, yeah. The Humans of Glendar and the Leech from Fancy. Humans of Glendar is one of my favorite tunes. Ready, 3, 4. Thank you. one time. Butty Band recorded that as a jig and a reel. So I don't know if you remember that, for those of you that are into the Butty Band. So it's really a great tune as a jig and as a reel. So anyway, so that was good, I think. So let's see. I can't remember if I put any... let's do the slip jigs. Kind of a slowish kind of stuff. I didn't put any slow tunes down this week. Before we finish, we'll do some more jigs, and then we'll add the Carol Rowe. It's not on the list, but I did it in the tune learning. So whatever set of tunes I pick next for the jigs, before we finish up today, we're going to add the Carol Rowe jig in there. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to change coupler, get a slightly different sound, and then ready, 3, 5.
Thank you.
such a beautiful tune, isn't it? The Butterfly. I don't care. You know, some people don't like to play those tunes. I really love those tunes. All right. Let's try Hornpipes again, I guess. And so we do Kitty's Wedding, maybe, right? And Cronin's Rambles, which I've got to look for. Got Cronin's Rambles. That was on the Banks of the Shannon recording, I believe, Cronin's Rambles. I don't know if that's what they called it, but I'm pretty sure it was on that recording with Patty O'Brien and Seamus Connolly. And Kitty's Wedding, right?
Thank you.
Tune. It's a great tune. So you can look that one up. I saw a lot of you didn't really know it, so I can put it on the tune learning list if you want. It's a great little tune.
So that's on YouTube. There's a recording of Patty playing that on YouTube if you want to look that up. If people want to look that up.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be Carmel, yeah, because he probably wrote it. I don't know. I don't know if he wrote it or not. I'll have to check his book. I have both his books. So, all right, do a couple more reels. I was thinking we'd do the.
What was the name of that last one? Sorry, what was the name of the last one?
I have it as Cronin's Rambles.
Okay, thanks.
I got that from the session, so it may or may not be that name, you know. But I think if you could check out Patty O'Brien and Seamus.
I've got her book. Yeah, I've got the book for Patty O'Brien, so I'll look it up.
But I just don't know if he wrote it or not, but I would imagine it sounds like a Patty O'Brien tune. So I was forgetting about my tea. Right, Laura McDonald's and the Balanced Loaf Fair. Okay, and then
we're gonna do the heavy lifting. Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough tune. That's a tricky tune, but I know a few people know it, especially my fiddle buddies that work with Brian Conway certainly know it. No, but I don't have his version of it. But all right, let's do... I just saw it there. The Rolling Waves or the Humours of Trim. Let me... And then we'll tag on the Calro jig at the end of these. We'll do the three jigs together. So right, the Rolling Waves. Okay. I'm not sure if that's a 6/8, but I got it off the session as a 6/8. But anyway, and then we do. What we did in the tune learning earlier this afternoon, right? Thank you. Lovely, isn't it? I really like that tune a lot. Okay, I think we're going to end with one more set of tunes. I know we're a few minutes early, but my neck is really starting to bother me, and I've already taken one painkiller, and I don't want to be taking it anymore. So I think we'll finish with the Sally Gardens and the Sligo Maid and the Wise Maid. I don't know if the Sligo Maid is the Wise Maid, but she could be, I guess. thanks very much, everybody, for being here. And I see I got a lot of positive responses for keeping things going. But don't be afraid to email me. I'm a big boy. I can handle it. I think if we have at least 25 people a week, then it's worth keeping it going. I have a lot of fun doing it, and I'll keep doing it for the 2 hours if I can, and if I can't, then I won't. So, but the tune learning was a lot of fun today. I really enjoyed it. So if you know, I tell people, even if you know the tune, sometimes it's good to review it, get a different perspective on it, a different approach to things, and not that you have to do it my way, but it's nice to maybe get, like I said, a different approach to doing a tune that you already know. So I hope to see you next week. I haven't decided what tune we're going to play, but maybe we'll do that hornpipe. That's a pretty cool tune, I think, right? So, maybe we'll do that one. Maybe we'll settle on that one now, and then those of you that are here that really liked it, Cronin's Rambles. Let's see if we can get, if that's the actual name of it, we'll get a more accurate description of that tune. But it'd be good to kind of break that down and go through it with a fine-tooth comb, and I'll get together with Michael and make sure we have my version of it and not what's written here, because I don't think that's too close to what I actually play. So thanks again, everybody. God bless you. Have a great week. Hopefully, we'll definitely, well, I know we're going to see some of you on Saturday for Siobhan Peoples and Murdy Ryan. And like I said, if you wouldn't mind spreading the word, spreading the gospel of traditional Irish music, we'd certainly appreciate it. So, Sally Gardens, the Sligo Maid, and the Wise Maid to finish off. I forgot to mention, we must really, and I'm usually very good at this, but we've got to thank Michael for all the work he does putting this thing together. It's a fabulous job that he does, and certainly with the tune learning and keeping everything going on the chat, certainly appreciate it. I told him he was... somebody said, oh, was it Greer said St. Michael? And I called it, he's definitely my St. Michael anyway, I can tell you that. So, anyway, so, all right, here we go. Thank you. There you go, everybody. Well, we're pretty close to our finishing time. So thanks very much. I hope you had a good time, and look forward to seeing some of you on Saturday. And thanks for being here.